Surely, having a neutral country like Ukraine between Russia and NATO would make the most sense to a paranoid Putin, but this fact alone proves Putin is just a warmonger looking only to 1. Rebuild the USSR, 2. Create a conflict to hold power, 3. Show himself as the savior of Russia, 4. Justify his repression of Russian people. This just tells every country near Russia to get nukes as fast as possible. Because Putin will take any country he wants, and Kanwal Sibal will say it is okay to keep the stolen land once you have it. For those who do not know, NATO is not an army. It is literally a group of countries who got together after Hitler tried to take over the world. These friendly countries pledged they would stand together. Against any bully who tries to do the same in the future, NATO is not an attacking force. It is a defensive alliance on paper only. So NATO is zero threat to anyone. Putin is his own worst enemy. His aggression towards his neighbors is the reason they want to join the security of the friendship group of NATO in the first place. Finland and Sweden would never have joined NATO. If Putin had not invaded yet another neighbor, Ukraine would not be trying to join NATO today either if Putin had not attacked them. Now Putin is crying that NATO gets closer to Russia. Putin, stop the land grabs and everyone can stop being afraid of your butchery and countries won't be joining stuff. It is that easy. But of course, Putin will not stop. Rule 1 of Dictator's Handbook. Create an external threat. Use it to control your people by fear with you as their savior. Knob. Leave a comment below and thumbs up this video if you agree. Everyone has a free opinion here. For or against, and it will be heard without the FSB throwing you in jail.